saw the tzimin atzad. Beis Shammai says, yes, we're making zera. If you come to take or put back a shutter back that has a hinge, even though the hinge is only on the side, we're afraid to come, in the middle, we're afraid to come to use the hinges on the side. Beis Shammai says, no, we don't make zera. So Rashi Beis Shammai, Rashi says, Masav Beis Shammai, or Masav Beis Tilo. V'anach mastis l'yafligu v'ala ma'ar ha-shmin en chod, or ma'ar ha-shmin en chod, or ma'ar ha-shmin en chod. In other words, when the hinge is on the sides, that's a derech binyan. So when it's a derech binyan, then it's awesome. Where the hinge is in the middle, there it's not a derech binyan. It doesn't look like binyan, so really it should be mutter. The only machlokes is we make a gzera. The Beis Shammai says we're afraid to let you put this shutter back. Since it has hinges on the middle, we're afraid maybe you put back another shutter that has hinges at the side, and that's the nisa binyan. So therefore Beis Shammai makes a gzera. And Basil does not make Xera, therefore Basil says it's mutter if the hinges are on the middle. But where the hinges are on the side, then even Hillel says it's awesome. Then it's Mamash Mechzei Kibinyin, that's awesome. So the Mishnah, famous Mishnah here about Mitoich. Mishnah says, Beis Shammai, Yom Shammai says, Ein Moitzin, you're not allowed to carry on Yom Tov, Lo Yes a Kotin, you can't carry out a Kotin on Yom Tov. For Lo Yes a Lulav, you can't carry a Lulav out on in Sukkos. You can't carry out on Yom Tov a Sefer Torah, Lushus Rabbim. Because Beis Shammai Shita is, what's mutter, which melachas are mutter on Yom Tov? Only Oichel Nefesh. Only melachas that pertain directly to food. So true, you're allowed to carry food on Yom Tov if you want. You're allowed to carry the food wherever you want to. But other things that are not food, you're not allowed to carry it out. That's Beis Shammai Shita. Or Beis Tilo Matirim. Beis Tilo says no mitoich. The klal is mitoich shehutru l'tzorech eichel nefesh, hutru na mishlo l'tzorech eichel nefesh. Once the ister haitzor is mutter for the purpose of carrying food, l'tzorech eichel nefesh, we also assure of mitoich, that therefore any type of carrying is also mutter, providing that the tzorech hayom tzas. It has to be for some purpose of today. So if you want to carry out a lulav to use today, you want to carry out a sefer Torah to learn with, you want to carry out a kid to make the kids feel happy, that's called the tzorech, we hold you allowed to carry out. Now that's called the klal of mitoich. Mitoich shut will tzarech, hut v'nam shal tzarech. So the Maratoni Tana came with Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Tana learned in front of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi that hashoychat oilas nadava v'yomtif. If somebody shechs the korban oila for an adava on yomtif, like you get malchus. It's an avera. He's not allowed to do it. There's no tzarech because the korban oila doesn't teat. It's kula burnt on the mizbeach. So since there's no oichel nefesh involved, you can't do the melech shchita. Shrashi oilas the dava. Dilu oilas chayvif the chayvus yom the oilas that you have a chiyuv to bring today. Rachman shariyah. That the Torah said you're allowed to bring an oilas aria. That's a chayv you're allowed to. Avazu yesh lakriv liyachay yomtiv. But here it's only in the dava present. Who asked you to bring it today? Bring it after yomtiv. Therefore, like as a shrashi mishum asasakom locham. Like you're doing a melech shchita, you're shechting. You have no heter to shech. There's not a tzarech oichel nefesh. After the shecht an animal on Yom Tov is, because the Torah says, Oichel Nefesh is mutter. You're allowed to shecht with Tzarech Oichel Nefesh. But a korban oilu that you have nothing to teach from, you're not allowed to shecht and you get malchus. So that's what a Tana learned in front of Rav Yitzchak. So Omalei Rav Yitzchak told him back, the Omalei Rav Yitzchak, Omalei, the Omalei Chomani, who are you going like? You Tana, who do you hold like? Beishamahi. L'churi, you only go like Beishamashita. The Amri that Beishamahi says, Lo Yamrina, we do not say, the Svarov, Mitoich shutru lehoitzol l'tzorech. That mitoich a svar to say, since the Torah said you're allowed to carry out something with tzorech oichel nefesh, you're allowed to carry out food or a pot in order to cook with, hutru namishlo l'tzorech. You're also allowed to carry out other things, even though it's not called tzorech oichel nefesh. As long as there's some purpose today, like Basil says now Mishnah, you're allowed to carry out a sefer Torah, even though you're not going to eat it, but since it's called the tzorech hayom tzas, that's mitoich. So this Rav Yitzchak said, you Tana, you hold like Beis Shammai. You hold, you do not say the svar of mitoich. Therefore, shechting a korban oila, that there's no achila involved, you get malchus, it's awesome. Why? The Beis Tilo, because if you're going to go like Beis Tilo Shita, that it says now Mishnah, you're allowed to carry out a sefer Torah. You're allowed to carry out a lulav, even though you don't eat them. And so Amri, Beis Tilo holds, mitoich shehut rehoit solasarach. Since the Torah said you're allowed to carry out food for the purpose of eating, it's a svar to say. The Torah said this, you're allowed to do, as long as there's some purpose involved. is Hochinami, if that's the svar according to Bisilum, the same svar should apply if you shech the korban erlo today. Hochinami. Mitoich shehutra shchita. Litzorech, since if you have an animal that you want to eat today, you are allowed to shech it today, that's called mitoich shehutra shchita litzorech. Since you're allowed to make a shchita for the purpose of eating today, litzorech echol nefesh, the svar should be then, hutra namishka litzorech. It's also mutter to make a shchit even though you're not eating from it. So here also, this korban, even though you're not going to eat from the korban, but I call upon him, there's some tzarech hayem, because the front is a mitzvah involved. You're bringing in a dove, you're doing a mitzvah. So since you're doing a mitzvah, that's called the tzarech hayem, therefore it should be mutter. So that's what he said, the churu yutana, it said it's also, you go according to Beis Hillel, and not like Beis Shammai, and not, you go according to Beis Shammai, and not like Beis Hillel. So the more maskev of law, Rabbah, Rabbi asked the question here, Mimai, the Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel? For your pligi, what's your right to say? That the machlokes in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is this machlokes? Do you say a klolistic halacha from Mitoich? Or you don't say Mitoich by Melechus Yomtiv? Dilma, maybe there's a different machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Dilma, the Erev, the Hoitzol, the Shabbos, the Yain Erev, the Hoitzol, the Yomtiv, Kamiflugi. In other words, maybe even Beis Hillel also does not hold from the Svar of Mitoich. Maybe nobody holds from Mitoich. Nobody holds that you're allowed to do a malach if it's not for the purpose of Eichel Nefesh. The Torah only says, Zerud Lashon is, Acha Sheyochel Echol Nefesh. Something for Tzorech Eichel, for food, you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. You're allowed to do malach is to cook, you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to bake, you're allowed to do malach is to carry food. That's all. But to carry other things, out of the malach should be Yosser. What does Beis Hillel in the Mishnah say? You're allowed to carry out a kid. You carry a Sefer Torah on Yom Tov. I start Eichel Nefesh. Maybe because Beis Hillel holds the cloud, there's no Isser or Tzor at all on Yom Tov. There is not the Pshat is there is an Isser, and it's Mutim Mishrim Mitoich. Maybe holds Haitzor, the Torah did not ask her on Yom Tov. Like the Gemara says. Dilma, the Erev Yitzor Le Shabbos, the Ein Erev Yitzor Le Yom Tov. Notice Beis Hillel says there's no Din Erev or Haitzor on Yom Tov. Kabif Lagi. Masava, one holds, Erev Yitzor Le Shabbos, the Erev Hoitzol Yom Tov. Beis Shammai says yes. The same way there's one of the Lamatech Malachas are not to carry out on Shabbos. The same thing applies to Yom Tov. There's a Malacha not to carry out on Yom Tov. And therefore there's an Erev. The same way you have to make an Erev for Shabbos, you have to make an Erev for Yom Tov also. That's why Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to carry out a Sefer Torah on Yom Tov. Umasova, you know what Beis Hillel holds? Erev Hoitzol the Shabbos. The Indian of Eruvim, to make an Erev, and not to carry out what says Nagayat Ilcha Shabbos, of the V'ein Erev Hoitzol Yom Tov. But there's no Easter Hoitzol at all on Yom Tov. The Torah did not ask to carrying it on, carrying on Yom Tov. That's why Vesil says in the Mishnah, you're allowed to carry a Sefer Torah on, you're allowed to carry a kid, you carry a Lulav. Because there's no Easter B'chlal of Hoitzol on Yom Tov. But Erech Nami, maybe a Melacha, let's say like Shchita, that's also to do on Yom Tov, maybe it's only mutter to shecht an animal for the purpose of eating it. But a korban oil that you can't eat, maybe Beis Hillel is also mighty get malchus. And kirech siva, the pasuk says, v'loi soitzio masa mi batechem v'yem ha-shabbos. Pasuk in Yimiyo, don't carry out things on Shabbos. So the deek is, v'shabbos in, it's only also not to carry out Shabbos. Or it be Yom Tov lay, but there's no malach at all on Yom Tov. So that's why Beis Hillel in the Mishnah says it's mutter. But maybe on something that's usher, you don't say the svar of mitoich. So Moses says, no, Maskev lo Rabbi Yosef, Elo Meyatev, that's the Svara, that Beis Hillel holds there's no Isser Hoitzor at all on Yom Tov. Liflug Bavonim, why didn't Beis Hillel say a bigger chinish? Beis Hillel should have said, you're even allowed to carry out stones. In other words, it should have said, even if there's no purpose at all in the carrying, also it's mutter. Why did he only say allowed to carry things like in the Mishnah, that there's a purpose involved to carry out a Sefer Torah, to carry out a Lulav, carry out a kid to keep him happy? There's a purpose involved. If Yod, there's no Isser at all of carrying on Yom Tov, he should have said a bigger Kiddush, that you're even allowed to carry out stones. A Kash of Muksa, forget about the Kash of Muksa. But he should have said you're allowed to carry out stones even. The case where it's not Muksa, let's say. Elo, mi deloy, mefamaflagi b'yavonim, since they don't argue. In the case of carrying out stones, shema mina, it's a right that you're not allowed to carry out stones on Yom Tov. According to Beis Hillel, you can't carry out stones. So why does Beis Hillel then say you're allowed to carry out a Sefer Torah? That Bohitzah Shaloi Litzarech Pligi. The only Machlokes is carrying out Shaloi Litzarech. And the other machlokes says, when you're not carrying out for the purpose of Eichon Nefesh, really there still holds, there is a malacha of carrying out on Yom Tov. And to carry out stones, takar, it's asa. Because stones, there's no purpose at all. So it's asa in the rice to carry out stones. That's the way Tosfos learns. Ma'ashenkein, the Reitzil is only meant to carry out a Sefer Torah or a lulav, because he holds that mitoich shehutfil tzarech. Since the Torah says you're allowed to carry out food, the tzarech Eichon Nefesh, you're allowed to carry out something else also, providing there's some purpose of today. There's some use of it today. There's some tzarech. There's a tzarech for the Sefer Torah, a tzarech for the lulav. Mashen can carry out stones that has no purpose at all. That's takar aser. That's the way Tosfos paskins. Rashi has the chiddush differently. Rashi holds that mitoich is matur with the gamrin. Really, even stones are mutter to carry out midrais. It's only yosem with the rabbonin. But midrais says mamash mutter gamrin. But Allah postures like Tosfos. They say no. That mitoich is only mutter on something that has a purpose for today. But if there's no purpose at all, then takar aser midrais. So nechnami besilu would not be matur in the mission to carry out stones. Stones would be also midrash to carry out on Yom Tov. It's only mut to carry out something that you have some purpose for. That's a very good day. When you're carrying something on Yom Tov, you have to make sure it's only something you need today. If there's no purpose in carrying at all, there's an Yisroi Tzor. You stop carrying your car keys in your pocket, it's an Yisroi Raisa. You can't carry your car keys in your pocket on Yom Tov. Achus from the Yisroi Muksa. But it'll be an Yisroi Raisa, because there's no purpose at all in carrying it today. So then we know there is an Yisroi Tzor. It's only mutter. It starts off that midiraisa is mutter oichel nefesh. You're allowed to carry things for the purpose of eating. And let's say you have a key to the closet. That you're allowed to carry if you want to get the food out of it. You're allowed to carry the key to the closet around. And once the Torah was mutter to carry out the tzarech oichel nefesh, the svar is mitoyach shutkul letzarech hutkul namishol letzarech. We also said to carry out other things also. But providing there's a purpose for today, it has to be some tzarech hayim. Yeah, right. That's the way Tosfos learns. Rashi learns is not the Raisa. But Tosfos learns in Issa the Raisa. This is bottom Tosfos here. Yeah. Right. The after Rabbi Yechanan Sava, the Mitoch Shutru, Hotzol, the Tzorach, Hutru, Namashtol, the Tzorach, Pligi. Rabbi Yechanan also learns that the Machlokes, Beitzilu, Mesham, and our Mishnah is what you said is new Svar of Mitoch. There's really Hotzor, Zosru, and Yantif. Beitzilu is only matter Hotzor, that mitoch you're allowed to carry out for the purpose of Eichon Nefesh, you're allowed to carry out for other purposes also. The Tony Tone came with Rabbi Yechanan. Atana learned something, taught it in front of Rabbi Yechanan. Hamevashel Gid HaNosha. If somebody cooks, Gid HaNosha, that's veins, that's ossetit, the cholov and milk, the cholov and milk, the yomtif and yomtif, the oichla and eat it, you should know like your chomish. You're over 5 malchus and 5 lavim you did. Like a Mishor Mevashel Gid. There's one is of cooking Gid. In other words, you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov Gid. Gid you're not allowed to eat. So if you cook up food that you can't eat today, there's no Tzarech Hayom at all. So maybe you get Malkus. Because we're only matter if there's a purpose involved. If there's no purpose in cooking, so there's a Malach of cooking. You get Malkus for that. For like a Mishor Mevashel Gid. Another Malkus says you're eating Gid, you're not allowed to eat it. For like a Mishor Mevashel Basa Becholim. There's another life you're not allowed to cook meat and milk together. And now that you ate it, the fourth lav is you're eating basa b'cholav. For like your mishum, the next lav is like your mishum havara. You also burnt. You burnt shalat sarach. You're not allowed to burn things. You don't allowed to burn.